開心，我哋請到我哋崇基學院神學院嘅一位咧係Adjunct Professor 兼任嘅教授，響呢個學期嚟到同我哋講學噶。咁啊 ，Dr. Abraham 咧係響呢個咧係印度一個咧係Bangalore 好有名嘅城市，佢哋一間好大嘅教會，做過好多年嘅牧師、主任牧師，同埋咧響一個咧係一間大學Sarapore 大學嘅一個咧係研究中心，係博士課程嘅主任，嚟到訓練好多嘅嚟自世界各地嘅讀神學嘅同學。佢有佢太太喺度嘅 ，What's Mrs. Abraham? Where are you? Is it alright?所以我哋歡迎佢啊，同埋佢有兩個細路嘅，其中一個係 Lisa 咧，就出世嘅時候咧係患咗腦膜炎，對佢哋一家人咧好大嘅試煉啊。但係上帝透過件事都係成立咗一間咧係 Lisa Home， 不單佢自己嘅女，而且係好多智障嘅成年人年青人咧一齊去生活。我哋好開心我哋今日請到Dr. Abraham to deliver the sermon for us, please.
Good morning. I feel myself greatly honored that I have been asked to deliver the Easter Sunday sermon in your church.
我感到好榮幸能夠響復活嘅主日響大家當中嚟到講道。
I thank Reverend Andrews, the chaplain, Andrew, the chaplain, for this invitation.
多謝牧師邀請我。
The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed.
主復活，他確實復活了。
This is how the members of the early church.Greeted one another when they met together for worship every Sunday.
依個早期教會每一個主日崇拜嘅時候，彼此用呢個説話嚟到彼此問安嘅。
For them, the remembrance of Easter comes around not just once a year.
對佢嚟講，復活節唔係每年一次嘅紀念。
Every Sunday is a celebration.Of the presence of the risen Lord in their midst.
其實每個主日，佢哋都係藉此嚟到慶祝主嘅復活。
They deliberately changed the day of worship from Saturday to Sunday for such a weekly remembrance.
為此，佢哋將敬拜嘅日期咧，從星期六係安息日咧，轉為星期日紀念主嘅復活。
In fact, for them, resurrection.Is a reality present every day.
其實對你嚟講咧，主嘅復活係每一天都發生嘅現實嚟嘅。
For many of us, resurrection happens either once in a year or when we die and go to heaven.
對我嚟講，可能復活只係我哋死後嘅事，或者係每一年嘅一日嚟到紀念主嘅復活。
It seldom makes an impact.On our everyday life.
極少係影響緊我哋每天嘅生活嘅。
But look at the experience of the disciples.
睇睇門徒嘅經驗就唔係咁啦。
After crucifixion, they were all frightened and disillusioned.
佢哋耶穌被釘之後，佢哋極其嘅害怕，極其嘅失望。
Some of them went back to their earlier profession, but as they were out of touch with it.They seem to have made no headway in it.
有啲已經翻返去自己原先嘅職業，重操故業，因為佢離開個職業好耐，所以咧就係一生手啦，無法有咩嘅進展。佢哋對自己失去信心，又失去咗希望啦。
They lost all hope in themselves as well as in the master whom they had followed.
佢哋對自己所跟隨嘅師傅失去信心，就預知失望啦。
But the appearance of the risen Lord transformed their lives.
但係復活改變佢哋嘅生命。
The fearful, frightened lot once they were They are now able to turn the world upside down.
让我们充满了力量，充满信心，足以令世界天翻地覆的改变。
They did not wait for another world to experience the reality of resurrection.
他们不需要等了死后之后才去经验复活的事实。
They proclaimed the active presence of the risen Lord in their lives, here and now.
他们宣讲当下的生命可以经验复活的事实。
Resurrection made a difference in their lives.
他们的生活发生改变。
Let us reflect what is the relevance of resurrection for our everyday life.
那究竟主的复活和我们日常的生活有何相关呢？
First, a vision of a new world of relationships and commitments is breaking into their lives, our lives.
首先一套崭新的由关系和义务承诺而组成的新世界已经入了你的新的生命的里面。
It is not accidental that the risen Lord appeared first to a group of women who followed him till the end.
上主的复活首先显现的对象是一班跟随的妇女，不是偶然的。
Their implicit faith is vindicated.
他们对主毫无保留的信心得到证实和肯定。
All of them who are named in the gospel for today have vivid memories of the kind and compassionate presence of their master.
这几位福音书里面被提及的妇女都能够清楚想起主对他们一起的时候那种亲切和慈悲。
The resurrected Lord always appears in the midst of our loving relationships.
就是我们的主在我们的有爱的关系里面显为真实。
The resurrected Lord is present to us through our mutual and responsible relationship with others.
复活的主就透过人们彼此间的互相的关系承担的关系向我们显为真实。
Today our life is completely shaped by the world of technology.
我们今天的生活是被科技来到牵制住。
Seldom we do realize that we are part of a world of faith as well.
我们比较少意识到自己其实应该是信仰生活的一部分。
But resurrection reminds us that our lives should also be nurtured by values that are generated by faith.
但是主的复活提醒我们的人生必须从信仰的价值观里面来吸取营养。
Let me take an example from our day-to-day experience.
让我从我们日常的生活的例子来得到启发吧。
When my wife goes to a doctor, she is subjected to all clinical examination.
我太太去看病的时候，她一定是接受临床的身体检查了。
The doctor wants to make sure by objective tests, the proportion of minerals, salt, and glucose in her blood.
医生想用客观测试佢嘅血液中嘅矿物质啦、盐分啦，同埋葡萄糖嘅比例。
He checks her heart rate.
亦都查佢嘅心跳嘅率。
There are scientific, biological principles that govern our bodies.
好多科学或者生物学嘅原理系支配住我哋嘅身体。
Our health is dependent on their coherence.
而我嘅身体嘅健康系有赖于佢哋互相嘅协调。
But when I relate with my wife, those principles and clinical conclusions about them do not matter.
不过当我同我太太相处嘅时候咧，嗰啲原理同埋嗰啲相关嘅临床嘅结论都唔系重要嘅。
Our relationship is based on mutual trust and love.
我们之间的关系是基于互相的爱和信任。
We need scientific and technological principle for a lot of our activity. But to reduce everything and every aspect of life to technology is a distortion.
人类好多嘅活动都需要科技嘅原理嚟到指导，但系如果将人生一切都弱化、弱制，成为单单系科技嘅话咧，就会产生好大嘅扭曲啦。
We need those values like love, compassion, mutual respect, and care, which are generated by faith for living an enriched life.
为咗活得更加有意义嘅话咧，我哋需要嘅爱、同情、互相嘅尊敬、互相关怀等等，从信仰而嚟嘅价值观。
Today we are facing many crises of global proportions.
我哋今日面对好多全球性嘅危机
，financial crisis, ecological crisis, disintegration of families and communities. One may
风暴、生态危机、家庭同埋社群嘅瓦解。
One may call this a crisis of relationships.
我可以话呢啲都系人际之间嘅危机。
Just listen to these words from a scientist.
来听听一位科学家嘅说话。
He says, "I used to think that top environmental problems facing the world were global warming, environmental degradation, and ecosystem collapse."
我以前以为世界最严重嘅问题就系全球变暖。环境恶化同埋生态系统嘅崩溃。
But I was wrong.
但我错咗啦。
The real problem is not these three items, but greed, selfishness, apathy.
真正嘅问题唔系呢三项，乃系贪心、自私同埋懒惰。
And for that, we need a spiritual and cultural transformation.
而为了解决这些问题，是需要精神和文化的转变。
And we scientists do not know how to do it. We need you.
我们科学家并不知道怎样可以达成这种改变。我们需要你们。
He was addressing to a group of church leaders.
科学家是对一班的教会领袖来讲说话的。
Proclamation of the faith in resurrection.Is an invitation to take this world of relationships seriously.
坚信而且系宣扬主嘅复活，就系邀请人重视一个人际关系嘅世界。
All our relationships should be transformed by the power of God.
我哋所有人际嘅关系可以因为神嘅能力大能而改变嘅。
When we treat the other simply as an object.To be manipulated for our comfort or for our advantage, we destroy humanity and God's creation.
当我们将他人、他者当作自己要操控的客体而对待的时候，以自己利益或者是自己的舒服为图谋的时候，我们就会发生毁坏人性、摧毁神的创作了。
The transforming presence of resurrected Lord.Confronting us with a world of commitments and relationship is the source of renewal.
复活嘅主带嚟嘅变化，会让我哋重新重视人际关系同埋做出嘅承诺。呢个就系复兴更新嘅内由啦。
In this resurrection becomes an everyday reality through our commitment to the other.
透过佢对人嘅承诺。复活就成为日常生活中的现实了。
The faith community, the church, is committed to nurture values necessary for a life of responsible care for the other and for nature.
信仰群体就教会要忠诚地去宣扬培育这种价值观，使人愿意承担。负责任地去看顾人同埋呢个自然。
Secondly,
第二
，the resurrected Lord creates a community of love.
复活嘅主创造咗一个爱嘅群体。
The disciples were frightened, and they lost all purpose in living.
门徒系极其害怕，当时佢哋失咗人生嘅目标。
But a new solidarity. built around the risen Lord, created a community that is aware of its responsibility for the other, especially the weak and the marginalized.
大復活主能夠創造一個新的團結，創造咗一個充滿責任感嘅群體，一個尤其關注弱勢社群、被邊緣化人群嘅呢種嘅群體。
Wherever there is a community of love, the resurrected Lord is in their midst.
邊度有愛嘅群體，邊度有復活嘅主。
Let me repeat that once more. Wherever there is a community of love, the resurrected Lord is in their midst.
我再重複，邊度有愛嘅群體，邊度就有復活嘅主。
I want to express this as a personal testimony.
我願意為此講出我個人嘅見證。
The year was 1977.
1977年嘅時候，
I was in charge of a fairly large congregation in the city of Bangalore, India.
我印度班加羅爾一個幾大嘅教會嚟到牧養。
A baby girl was born to me and my wife.
我太太生咗一個女嬰。
But the baby took ill shortly after her birth.
係我嘅女出世冇幾耐就患咗病。
And despite good medical care, the infection of meningitis spread.
雖然有好好嘅護理，但係腦膜炎對佢造成極大嘅嚴重嘅傷害。
It caused severe damage to her brain.
佢腦好嚴重受創傷。
It was a traumatic experience for us.
對我嚟講係一個好嚴重嘅震撼嘅一個傷害。
We ask God, why have you done this to us?
問上帝點解發生咁嘅事。
Of course, we were thankful that her life was spared.
我哋感謝上帝，我哋個女可以活下來。
But she became a mentally challenged girl.
但係要照顧大腦受咗損傷嘅智障嘅女兒。
And to look after a mentally challenged girl was not easy.
並唔係容易嘅事情。
We tried to understand the meaning of it.
我哋努力尋求理解件事對我哋嘅意思。
Our experience took us closer to many parents who have the responsibility of taking care of similar children.
呢個經歷係讓我哋有機會接觸好多類同要負責任嘅父母。
We prayed like everyone else in similar situation for healing.
我哋好似發生呢啲事情嘅人一樣，我哋尋求上帝，祈求佢醫治。
God has not granted miraculous healing.
上帝俾我哋嘅唔係神奇地、神蹟地醫好我個女。
But a greater miracle happened.
係更加大嘅神蹟。
We were led to provide a home for such children.
上帝帶領我哋去成立一間醫治大腦受損害嘅孩子嘅療養嘅場所。
And that is Lisa's home.
叫做麗莎嘅家。
There are about 20 people there in the home.
大概現在有20多個嘅兒童啦。Some
of them, like our daughter, have no speech.
一部分好似我女一樣係唔可以講說話嘅。Some
find it difficult to move around without assistance.
有啲係需要幫助先可以行走嘅。They
are all from different religions.
佢嚟自唔同宗教嘅背景。
They live together, and it is a community of love.
你一起生活，一起喺爱里边，呢个爱嘅群体嚟到生活。
When people come to our center,
当人访问我哋嘅Lisa Home嘅时候，
I tell them that members of our community have no great skills.
我总会同佢哋讲，我哋呢个嘅群体嘅成员冇乜特别嘅才能嘅，
and not good at speaking any of the languages.
又唔係善於講任何人類嘅言語溝通嘅。
But they excel in one thing.
但佢係精於一種嘅語言。
They are proficient in God's language.
佢哋精于上帝嘅语言。
And that is love.
呢种语言就系爱。
You know, God does not speak Hebrew or Greek, Chinese or Indian.
上帝系唔系讲希伯来话、希腊话？呢个咧系中国话、印度话。
God knows only one language.
上帝只系知道一种嘅语言。
Our children at their home have excelled in it.
而我哋喺我哋疗养院里边讲嘅呢种嘅语言咧，都系好擅长嘅。
In their embrace, in their kisses, in their dance, and in their songs, they live out God.
喺我哋彼此拥抱里边，嚟到系亲吻嘅里边，喺佢哋嘅跳舞嘅里边，我哋睇出上帝嘅样式。
On this Easter day, they would have gathered together to praise God.
今日系复活节，我相信佢哋已经系彼此聚集嚟到赞美上帝啦。
When we break the bread with them, and when we share the bread, we say, "Broken God, in the midst of broken people."
当我哋同一齐嚟到擘饼，分享呢个饼嘅时候，我哋总会讲，响破碎嘅人当中，破碎咗嘅神。
Broken God in the midst of broken people.
上帝为破碎人自己成为破碎。
This is resurrection for us.
呢个就系复活节嘅意思。
A community of broken people united in love.
一个破碎嘅人群喺神嘅爱嘅里边成为一个爱嘅群体。
What else is resurrection?
如果咁唔系复活嘅意思？乜嘢系复活嘅意思呢？阿门。
阿门。